This is Beth Fisher from Bridging Commercial Magazine, and we have
Nicola Firth from Knowledge Bank.
Thanks for coming and joining us on this podcast.
Thanks, Beth. Good to be here.
Can you start with the company you work for and give us a little bit of an elevator pitch for anyone who doesn't know what you do?
Okay, so I work for Knowledge Bank. Knowledge Bank is the largest criteria search system in the UK. So prior to Knowledge Bank, mortgage lending criteria, and we're talking residential, buy-to-let, second charges, equity release, bridging, commercial, it's all on there. That was all held in very ad hoc places, spreadsheets, little black books, people's memories. And what we did is we brought that all together, put it in one place. The systems kept up to date by lenders themselves, so it's real time. And brokers can go on there and place those cases, whether it's something they're familiar with or maybe a little bit more unfamiliar with. They can still find the answers and place cases and save them hours and hours of time around.
Where did you get the idea from to start it?
Well, my background in the industry is as a broker.
Right.
So I've been a broker sort of pre-2008 and post-2008, which were very different markets.
Sure, yeah.
So predominantly residential and buy-to-let that I did at the time. And I just thought, you know what, there has to be a better way. And I actually went to find this system. I thought, surely somebody's done that. This makes sense. Why would you not put everything in one easily accessible place, you know, on the internet? You know, looked like that was going to catch on in 2017. You know, so that's, I just couldn't find it. I thought, why has nobody done this? And that's where Knowledge Bank was born.
Amazing. Have you had any kind of, so you told me a little bit about your kind of entry into the market and what you were doing before. Have you had any mentors in this space or anyone you would consider a mentor?
I haven't had any mentors. I think probably because what we've done is so unique. So it's been a case of finding our way as we go. Having said that, over the last couple of years, I have met some amazing and inspiring people in the industry, and people on the other side of the industry to what I was previously. You know, and especially, you know, the sort of women in finance things, some amazing people that, you know, I now call friends that have absolutely inspired me, and that have, you know, have been sort of mentors as we've gone along, really, because we, you know, we chat and you pick a lot up from them, people that have been doing this a long time. So yeah, we are very lucky in our industry. There is some real talent and genuinely lovely people as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, that probably follows on to my next question, which is, what's your kind of words of wisdom, so to speak, or like what would you say to anyone who, broker wise, who's looking to enter the specialist finance market? Like what would you say is like the best advice you could give them?
I would say absolutely go for it. The tools are out there. I mean, you know, I know I'm talking about Knowledge Bank, but actually genuinely that is, you know, I was just having a chat with one of the guys from Together and we were talking about this, and he was saying the brokers that he sees, you know, this is just a gift for the specialist market, because all of a sudden they're able to place cases without making loads and loads of phone calls, you know, and waiting for things to come back. All the information's there.
Yeah.
So I think that I honestly don't think there's ever been a better time. I think you've got the demand that's there. You know, that is still there, and you've actually got the tools for the job as well, which is just fantastic.
Absolutely.
So anybody thinking of getting into the specialist market, now really is the time. It really is.
Now's where the opportunities are.
Absolutely.
And also, we've got quite a big skill shortage as well. So
even
on the lender side.
Yeah, we have, and you know, I've spoken to a couple of people today that are, you know, later on in their careers and coming into the specialist market, and that's great, you know, because they're going to use all that experience that they had, you know, in other sectors.
But
the specialist is really interesting as well, isn't it? That's the other thing, you know, you never know what you're going to come across next.
Absolutely,
variety being the spice of life, it's perfect.
What would you like to see change in the market in 2020, or what like big shift do you expect to see?
I think it's difficult to say what to expect, goodness me, with where we are now, what to say. But, you know, in terms of, I've had a couple of conversations today, really, because one thing I find really interesting is regulated bridging.
Okay.
And I think that is something that, you know, we should see more of. We're seeing that top in the charts and every month in our top searches.
Yeah, I see it.
We know lenders are seeing that as well. And I just think that is such an untapped market, because I think there's potentially customers being turned away because perhaps residential brokers, traditionally residential brokers, don't know what to do with it. But it's interesting, customers are actually asking for bridging. They're aware of it, you know.
Right, okay.
And we throw regulated bridging into that mix. And I think that is... That was going to be a really interesting one to watch.
Yeah. Does the criteria pick up second charge bridging?
Yes, it does, yeah.
It does. And what trends have you seen lately on that side?
Yeah, again, you know, the regulated stuff, it's just, you know, it's always the it's at the top of the debt consolidation stuff, yeah, and things like that. So that's, so yeah, we do see the trends, and it's quite interesting to see how they sort of move up and down the top tens.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And it changes pretty much quite, it's quarter on quarter, or, you know, it's not the same things. And sometimes it takes like a whole, like, 3 months before something comes back on again from the top five.
Yeah, yeah, and it does. And what's really interesting then is you're reading around the other stories in the press, and that the narrative accompanies that. You know, we're from lenders and what's happening in the market. So, yeah, you do. It's really interesting because we've never had this insight before.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really, really interesting to see, like, what are they all searching for?
Exactly.
What are customers asking for?
Yeah, I bet lenders are loving it.
Yes.
Using the information from that to help them shape their product.
Because, you know, at the most they've had retrospective product data, which is always around 3 months out of date, whereas, you know, with our insights, we're able to tell lenders in real time, actually, this is what brokers around the country, or this is what brokers in this part of the country are looking for. So essentially, it's like telling them where to fish, you know. If they've got that, you know, get your sales and marketing guys out. Or if there's a trend that we see, okay, this is coming up, because we do have some criteria categories that are perhaps curveballs, but we put them in there because we think, well, somebody's asked for that, and you don't know, you just
there might be more
you
want it.
Exactly.
What's been an example of something that's been a little bit?
So probably one of the most radical out there ones, we've got about Bitcoin. So we've got about people paying deposits in Bitcoin. And you know what? That may come to nothing, but you don't know, do you? If a lot of people are asking for it, you just don't know. So we've got to put a few
weird ones in there.
Yeah, that sit on the outside, really. But yeah, that's probably probably the most. But it does get searched.
Yeah, I bet.
Not much, but it does get searched.
What about stuff like modular building and things like that? Does that come into anything like a different types of asset class that's used modern methods of construction?
Yeah, definitely. And we have a big section on property types and construction types.
Right.
So we have a huge and next year you'll see something else from us on that as well.
Nice.
Just as a spoiler alert there, but yeah, you'll see something else from us that. So we are we're doing a big thing on that because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the property, isn't it? You know, it's all about the property. So yeah, we've really gone to town on that. We've got some real, again, we've got sort of outside stuff in there, but modular stuff is definitely on there.
Is a huge push. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been fantastic. Has been the show as well. Thank you.
Thanks.